The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Body on now. I need y'all to pray for us.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero.
Here goes Ronaldo.
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again. And Donovan has scored. Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is.
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, I'm just digging into some amazing Colombian soup, courtesy of Liberty Kitchen. They are in the house tonight, and we're all munching down a little bit here. But we have got to get focused here because Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 is on the air, and we are talking what is... It's pretty remarkable what this Gold Cup is. I don't know what to make of it. Do you know what to make of it? And I'd like your opinion on it tonight. Is the Gold Cup, is this clown college? Is the Gold Cup a joke tournament to you? Or is it some of the best drama, entertainment, and passion going? And that's what we want to talk about tonight. 713-780-3776. Your Gold Cup final is set. Mexico taking on Jamaica Sunday. Dynamo Giles Barnes, who we will have on this show tonight, is the man who scored the goal that beat the United States 2-1. Two set pieces off a throw-in. Very soft defending from the U.S. Put him behind. That's the one thing you don't want to do against Jamaica in their athleticism, is fall behind, because they did defend well. And then Giles Barnes, after a rare foul called on a goalkeeper who handles the ball outside the area when distributing it. But the fact is, if they're going by the letter of the law, Brad Guzan was outside the penalty area with the ball in his hands. So they go down 2-0. They have a better second half. They pull a goal back, 2-1. That's where it is. But what is this Gold Cup to you? I had a friend of mine basically say to me yesterday via text, while I was in Los Angeles, he says, why is the Gold Cup killing my love of soccer? Or was it just great drama to you? All this stuff with Panama, who, by the way, I got a few bones to pick with Panama as well and the way they behaved after that game. The whole banner in the locker room, that's not doing them any good. They did get screwed, though. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, streaming live at ESPN975.com. Yesterday, I called the Chelsea loss to the New York Red Bulls. A 16-year-old pounded in a header against Chelsea. Yeah, I know it's preseason, but these young kids, this was not the first team for the Red Bulls. This was basically their second team. A lot of amateurs that have never played in MLS. They're USL players. And young kids beat Chelsea 4-2 at Red Bull Arena. Here's what the 16-year-old goal from Tyler Adams sounded like. And Tyler Adams, again, is a 16-year-old who waltzed between John Terry to put this header in.
Obakan. Castellanos, the goal scorer. That's a good ball. It's a header and it's a goal.
and it comes from a 16-year-old Tyler Adams. Fantastic moment for a 16-year-old to score on a header.
Oh, my God, the soup is amazing. You got to try the soup. We've got Travis Lenig and chefs galore. We got some food here tonight. So that was the 16-year-old's goal. And a fantastic goal it was. The New York Red Bulls would win 4-2. And the Gold Cup, again, Clown College, amateur hour, or do you think it's drama at its best? Player and fan behavior certainly not going to get high marks, nor is the officiating. Mexico, again, advancing controversial. Penalty kicks galore for them. Have your say tonight. Was Panama jobbed, or might I just say CONCACAFed? Let's go to the phone lines and Jason. Jason, you started off. What's up?
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm very good.
Hey, first of all, you did a great job on TV. It was really good hearing your voice, and congrats on all of that. It's nice to hear you on TV.
Well, thank you very much.
Two things. Nobody's really said anything about the butt-kicking that Barcelona gave the Galaxy. That kind of got set aside with all the CONCACAF stuff. I don't know if you got to see it, but it seemed like they had the ball 90% of the time, and they played with the Galaxy. It was a total lopsided.
Yeah, but would you expect anything else? It's Barcelona. It's the champions of Europe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Messi didn't even play. Neymar didn't even play. And they still they made him look like kids. They made him look like 13-year-olds out there on the field.
Well, and then, but then let me just do this. Let me remind you, it's Barcelona. And
that's true.
Then let's go to the East Coast, where a bunch of teenagers and USL players beat Chelsea 4-2. And I got to tell you, Jose Mourinho wasn't happy after this game. Preseason or not, first game or not, Chelsea had the ball 60% of the time, 65% of the time. Yet, what was unbelievable on this night was the immeasurable value of these young kids realizing that, hey, I can make a pass around John Terry. I can close a guy down and win a ball and score a goal. It was unbelievable. It was one of the most fascinating things I've seen because it's a foreshadow of the future. Getting young players into environments and situations like that against world-class soccer players where you just gain so much benefit, confidence, and all these immeasurable things that we need to create in the game here in the United States for young players. Okay, back to you, Jason.
This has been a great way. I don't know about anybody else, but this has been one of the best 2 weeks of soccer that I've seen in a long time. And going back to the Gold Cup, that game last night, you know, the U.S., they had so many chances. Yeah, Michael Bradley scored a goal, but I honestly think he looked bad. He couldn't control the ball. He lost possession of it. His passes were bad. And he's the one that we need to be in charge. And he wasn't there last night. And the Mexican game last night, that was a total fiasco is what that was. Their fans were despicable. The Panamanian players, they should be ashamed of themselves, too, the way they acted. You know, they did get screwed on two of the three calls. One of them was a good call. I don't care what anybody says, it was a good call. But that was just a total.
Yeah, that one doesn't happen if what happens at the end of the game is called correctly. I thought that was a foul on Esquivel prior to Torres falling on the ball. Just leads to conspiracy theory and everything else. And I think it was just a bad call by the referee, Mark Geiger. But it's a nightmare and the thing is, though, some people are positioning this as drama and entertainment and are saying it's not a bad thing. Now, the fan behavior, disgraceful. I don't really like the way some of the players acted. You know, Panama didn't want to play. I mean, the guy Torres was lobbying everybody to not to go back on and play against Mexico and take a stand. But then what Panama does after and, you know, in the locker room, and that's never going to ever be something that's helpful for that situation because they just dug down lower and deeper than the whole tournament.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you what, on Sunday's going to be a really good game. I'm going to be the first time I think in my life I've ever pulled for Jamaica, but I'm going to be for them. And hope Giles Barnes has a really good game and they win it all.
Jason, thank you for the phone call. Stay with us on the show tonight. We will have Giles Barnes on the program from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He had the game-winning goal against Houston. Do we have the Giles Barnes goal call? Let's hear Giles' goal. It was a free kick, and it would end up being the game-winning goal. Giles Barnes knocking out the United States.
Barnes over the wall, and it is Giles Barnes!
So how do you feel about the U.S. squad? Jurgen Klinsmann. I mean, there's people writing articles. He should be out. He should be gone. But the question being asked, should Jurgen Klinsmann be out as manager of the U.S., is it legitimate after a subpar, shocking result Gold Cup? Because, look, we didn't go to the Copa America because we're all putting all our eggs in one basket to win this Gold Cup. That's the focus. We want to go to the Confederations Cup, get the lay of the land for the next World Cup, take in the big money that you can earn there. But we didn't go to the Copa America. Guess who went to the Copa America? Jamaica. And that's going to be one of the questions I asked Giles Barnes. How important was Copa America heading into the Gold Cup to play Uruguay, Paraguay, Argentina? You can't tell me that's not invaluable experience and a place to bond. And even though you lost all three games 1-0, you were competitive. You had people talking about you. It's time the United States figures out a way to play in both of these competitions. If Jamaica can, how can't we? And Jamaica's sitting in the Gold Cup final. 713-780-3776. What should the future of Jurgen Klinsmann be? What do you think? And remember, the U.S. still are in a playoff to go to the Confederations Cup, and it will be against either Mexico or Jamaica. The Houston Dynamo sign an outside back, presumably to improve their wide game and penetration in the form of Philadelphia Union Shannon Williams, who right now is in the air on his way to Houston. This signing has a deep connection now to providing service for both Kubo Torres and Will Bruin up front. Torres could be a potential to start against L.A. this Saturday. I don't think he will. We'll find out. But the L.A. Galaxy and Steven Gerrard are coming to town. I think all the Liverpool fan supporters groups have events here in Houston. This is a happening. And if you don't have tickets to see the legendary Steven Gerrard coming to Houston on Saturday, you're missing out. It's a no-excuses Saturday, despite the fact the Dynamo could be missing up to eight players. 713-780-3776, streaming at ESPN 975. Our thanks to Liberty Kitchen, Danish Inspirations, 7-Up, Daspit Law Firm, our great sponsors. And tonight we welcome in a new sponsor, Amigo Energy, to Soccer Matters. You remember Amigo Energy, the first ever name and sponsor across the Houston Dynamo jersey. You may still have one of those jerseys. So welcome in Amigo Energy here tonight, and we thank them for their support of soccer. Amigo Energy, proud to sponsor Soccer Matters, the place for news and discussion about the global game in Houston. Amigo Energy has served Texas electricity customers for 10 years. A pioneer in deregulated electricity, Amigo Energy offers a variety of products and services for residential or commercial customers. Amigo Energy has programs and pricing that fit your budget, from smart thermostats that help you save energy to innovative online and mobile account management tools. Go to www.amigoenergy.com. Sign up for affordable electricity for your home or business, or call 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. Amigo Energy, sign up or switch today. I got one of those old Dynamo jerseys with Amigo Energy across the front. It was a good logo. And we will talk to Everard Santamarina a little bit later here tonight from Amigo Energy. He is a huge soccer fan. And we'll take your calls again. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Gold Cup a joke, or has it been interesting, exciting, drama-filled, and entertainment for you, the soccer fan? 713-780-3776. The penalty that Mexico earned to tie it up against 10 men, Panama. Was this a legitimate penalty to you? I want your thoughts at 713-780-3776. We've got the video of it posted up over on Facebook Soccer Matters. Was it a legitimate penalty? Do you believe all the talk of conspiracy? I say it was not a legit penalty because I think Carlos Esquivel fouled Torres prior to the whole supposed handball incident, which I still wouldn't have called a penalty. What do you think? 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. We will take a break now on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Let's get a couple of phone calls in. 713-780-3776. We'll take a break. We'll munch on some more of this great Liberty Kitchen food. And you know what? As we go to break, let me tell you about two of my favorite restaurants in Houston. Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. You'll find award-winning chefs at both of these restaurants serving up the best in seafood and meats. Love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, plus the smoked salmon over at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights. They are doing a number of things with Colombian food right now. We're going to bring a couple of guys that are heavy hitters from the world of culinary here in Houston with Liberty Kitchen on the program in a bit. We'll continue to take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. LibertyKitchen.com, LibertyKitchenOysterette.com, and we will be back in a moment. We want your thoughts on what is the crazed Clown College Gold Cup.
ESPN 97.5.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to DanishInspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Amy speaking. What's your emergency?
Ma'am, I think I'm a dog. Listen!
Sir, you're just thirsty. Have a squirt.
You're right. Guess I don't need to worry about this tail, then.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Welcome, mi casa es su casa.
Your friend has a really weird voice. Is he Sicilian?
Nah, he's just thirsty. Here, Luigi, have a squirt.
Thanks a lot, man.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Who is it?
Hey, it's me.
Dave, I'm so sorry for making out with your cousin and your best friend. Are you here to give me a second chance?
Do you have squirt in your fridge?
Yes.
Okay.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Dude, what time do they come on stage? It's so hot, I can't even feel my tongue.
The Sweat Skinner show will be delayed another 3 hours, but we have squirt for everyone.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
How do you quench your thirst? Squirt, the authentic thirst quencher.
Unfiltered.
First, Sean, text message of the day. Is your baseball GM potential son single?
He is now.
With Sean Salisbury and Steve Bunin.
Dr. Christian Salisbury, bringing at you from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Weekdays noon to 2.
Texas A&M. Gig'em.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with the whisper.
People are talking about Ford.
The Fusion is amazing.
This Explorer is the one for me.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on now at your local Ford dealer. Get the best deals of the year on our most popular vehicles. The best in Texas. Get huge cash rebates, great low APR financing, and affordable monthly payments on every new Ford in stock. So get to the Ford Summer Sales Event and let's hear it from you. We think you'll say, Ford is the best in Texas. The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
The Golden State Warriors, the 2015 NBA champions.
I don't think this is all about LeBron losing. I think that is the number one story. But I think neck and neck with it is Golden State winning. I think if you took LeBron James out of the league and you polled most Americans, who do you want to see in the finals? They'd pick Golden State.
Weekday mornings, 9 to noon.
I think they're young, smart, fun, exciting, best shooter on the planet, funniest coach on the planet, major market. They're not a traditional power, but I watch ratings, they move the needle. Steph Curry's the number one most popular millennial athlete in America. I think we're seeing a young Laker team with Magic. I think we're seeing a young Celtic team with Bird. I think for the next 7 years, the Warriors are going to be in this thing. And for the record, so is LeBron in Cleveland.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
This is the first of many meetings between these two in the finals. I really believe that.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 855-875-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 855-875-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 855-875-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage. One City Boulevard, West Suite 200, Orange, California, 92868. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Subject to loan underwriting. Rates may change without notice. NMLS number 128231.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Your home for sports.
Deep down the field for Roland. Oh, did he catch that? He did.
Houston's only FM sports station.
Unbelievable grab at the 10-yard line.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
And welcome back, everybody. We continue to dine on the beautiful Liberty Kitchen food that we have. A beautiful table set up outside here, and we have been munching away here. A quick thing here on a campus experience. This is the Real Madrid soccer camps that will be occurring here July 27th through the 31st at Eldridge Park, then August 3rd, August 7th. In the Woodlands near Tomball. You can register online. They've got their director from over in Madrid, Spain, over here running these camps. They're currently in San Antonio. Online registration, you go to www.campusexperiencermf.com/USA/Houston. I have it posted up on Soccer Matters over on Facebook. And also, as always, we thank Bud Light. Soccer fans, Bud Light reminds you that the Dynamo are playing the LA Galaxy this weekend. It is going to be a big night down at BBVA Compass Stadium. They remind you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com. You can get season tickets there for the Dynamo and Dash. Bud Light reminds you to get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to take we got a lot of phone calls here right now, so let's start it off. Let's go to Ozzy. Ozzy, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I don't think it was a controversial call, the one that did against the handball. The reason being is if you break it down play by play, the Mexican soccer player, he stops the ball. The moment that he stops the ball, when he brings it down to the floor, the player was already there. The goalie was two steps away from grabbing the ball with his hand. And even the goalie was like kind of confused on what his player was doing.
Ozzy, which penalty are you talking about? The one to tie the game and put it into overtime, or the one in overtime?
The one that tied it and threw it into overtime, the handball.
Yeah, on Torres. Well, did you watch Esquivel? Esquivel clips his feet right before it while he's running towards the end line. There was a foul prior to all of that other stuff. That's what I saw.
Yeah, I understand that, but the call that they made was the handball. Now,
What I'm saying. The referee missed it. The Mexican player, Carlos Esquivel, fouled Torres before it. Forget about the handball. He missed it.
But I'm talking about the handball, though.
But who cares about the handball? If he called the first initial foul that was obvious, who cares? It doesn't even matter. It's not consequential. That's what people are missing. There was an initial foul on Torres on his legs from Esquivel.
Yeah, but
you're a referee. You're supposed to make that decision. It was a foul.
Now,
he missed
it. He's running full speed, just like all the other players. He's not standing there just waiting for the foul. He's running with him.
I don't care that the referee missed a handball. He missed something prior to that, or called a handball. He missed prior to that the foul from Esquivel. That's what I got. All right, Ozzy, I'm going to keep it going. Anything else from you?
No, that's fine. Thanks. I just wanted to try to, I don't think it's a controversial call. That's all I'm trying
to say. Fair enough. Your opinion stands. Thank you, Ozzy. Let's go to Jarrell. Jarrell, what's on your mind, Jarrell?
Hi, sir.
Hi, Jarrell. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good.
I went to, on a whim, I was on a road trip to South Carolina to visit my family, and I got up to North Carolina to see the Charlotte game between Trinidad and Tobago versus Mexico. The game, I think was outstanding. The game before that was horrible with Guatemala and Parra, I think he was playing in it. But okay. The Mexico game, I mean, in a way it was outstanding because, just, you know, all the scoring, I mean, the passion. But, you know, at the end, you know, with all that debris being thrown out to the field, you know, that's what, you know, kind of made it, you know, unfortunate. But it was a good game to see.
So you're disappointed in some of the fan behavior, but you enjoyed the game in the Gold Cup.
Absolutely. I think the Gold Cup games have been interesting. I mean, just what they've been saying about, you know, getting, you know, more security out in the stadiums. I mean, you know, people are coming to see those games, like 53,000 in Charlotte.
Sure.
And, you know, all over to see this Gold Cup. Then, you know, they need to get that security up there if it means replicating.
Well, it's a very touchy situation. Yeah, you need security. You need security, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people are doing much about it. I don't know if anybody's getting arrested. It seems like it's accepted to throw stuff on the field. This is the challenge. Because there is a responsibility for the fan to behave properly as well. And it doesn't matter what culturally happens in your country, and it's okay to throw stuff at people. That's not the way it works when you play soccer matches here in the U.S., although it seems like it's okay to do it in the Gold Cup. So that's on CONCACAF.
That's true, but that's not necessarily, I mean, some of these games, with more attention on these games as a whole, you know, It's going to have to be, you know, in MLS. It's going to have to be in CONCACAF. So that's just something else to think about as well.
Safety for fans, players, everybody involved has to be at a maximum. All right, Jarrell, thank you for your phone call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Jose. Jose wants to talk replay. What do you want? What do you want replay to do? Help us get some of these calls right, Jose.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I'm calling is because I think they need to do replays, check replays on certain plays, like yesterday's game. They should do it like in football. In football, they lose a timeout if the coach challenges it. But in soccer, what they can do is do it on a, whatchamacallit, on a, when they switch players on a substitution. If the coach challenges it, they lose a substitution. You don't think that's...
No, I think you're bringing up a good point, Jose. I think there could come a time where coaches have the ability, you know, to question a call per half, whatever the combination and the number is, without really hurting the integrity of the game and the flow of the game. We have to be careful with that. I know they're traditionalists, but at this point, the way this is going with television, with replay... what's at stake now financially, all of this stuff, you want to get it right more often than wrong, and especially the big moments. So if last night Hernan Dario Gomez, who's the coach of Panama, wanted to use a moment in the game to have the referees go reassess that final moment where they awarded a penalty kick, he would have the ability to do that. They would go over and look at the replay and see if they would reverse the call. I think it's a great idea, Jose, and I think it's something that ultimately may happen. It's going to have to happen because the officiating right now is getting hammered at a lot of different levels around the world, and it's costly. I don't think there's any question.
Yes, and see, I get this from a lot of people. They're saying that it's going to slow the game down and everything, but I think that, like I said, coaches
no, not if they can only challenge it maybe once. Once an entire 90 minutes, once a half,
yeah.
You have it in your back pocket in case it's a controversial call. Maybe it's an ejection to one of your players. It could be anything you want. I like the idea, Jose. Thank you very much for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to Roberto. Roberto, he wants to talk penalties. How are you, Roberto?
I'm Wes, first-time caller, long-time listener.
All right.
I'm from Panama, and actually I was really, really disappointed with both penalties, the way the game ended. I feel it has become a popularity contest. Something similar happened during the qualifying for the World Cup with Panama and Mexico. And as I said before, I just believe it's a popularity contest. And though my country team, they played well. They played extremely well. And they played against a great Mexican team as well. I just feel the officiating, as the prior caller said, something about these calls should be challenged, especially when it determines the outcome of the game. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame. And I felt bad for Mr. Gomez because he has brought the team a long way.
Oh, he's a great manager for Panama to get. And
yes,
I saw something today saying he may retire.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it has to do with what happened in this game. But I thought it was a clear foul by Carlos Esquivel.
On Torres, as you said.
On Torres. Clear. I don't care about the handball. The referee missed the Esquivel foul on Torres.
Exactly. Exactly. And something like that should be able to be challenged, you know, especially when it comes to it's a finals match, basically, you know, for the finals. But kudos to the Mexican team, you know, nothing against them. And something needs to be done. My belief is just it has become a popularity contest. Mexico has been a team that's been known, you know, to be in the mix at the end of either the World Cup match or the Gold Cup match. Sad the way how it ended.
No, it really hurt. I watched it at the end after having called the Chelsea New York Red Bulls game. It's stunning, but I think the real message here is that guess what? Maybe the U.S. and Mexico aren't kings of CONCACAF anymore, because there's been a lot of growth with the Panamas of the world. I thought Haiti had an exceptional Gold Cup, and they're going to be somebody to keep an eye on because their players are playing all over the place. The only thing I don't like about Panama is what they did in the locker room after. I don't think that served them, Roberto.
I was disappointed with that myself. Man.
No, that doesn't serve you. That just goes further to exasperate the claim that the Panamanian team is hot-headed. That doesn't help your cause. It was a mistake. And I'll tell you what, there's a ton of those guys that could be coming here to Major League Soccer that play for Panama that maybe people are taking a pass on because they don't think they have the emotional control that's necessary, because they don't want to take a risk on players like that. So
you see, what I believe is the frustration of, as they say, you know, it's the frustration.
I know it was frustration. Yes.
And it's like, you know, hey, I'm playing good. I did well. I know I have this match with a minute and change left, and you're going to call two silly fouls and you miss one call.
No. And you know what? Listen, it's carryover from a team that really should have went to the World Cup.
Yeah.
So, we forget that pretty fast as well. I mean, it is frustration, but I don't think what they do post game with the banner and claiming conspiracy, that doesn't help you. Even you know, I know it's done in the throes of frustration and emotion. But anyway, Panama on the field. That was a cavalier spirit type performance. They summoned the warrior down 10 men, down a man, without a doubt, after Tejeda sent off.
Yeah, I'm proud of the Panamanian team, man. Viva
right.
Panama. Arriba, gente.
Beautiful, Roberto. I love it. Great call. Don't be a stranger.
Cool.
All right, let's go to David real fast. What's up, David?
Hey, Glenn. Love the show, man, and appreciate you coming on all the time.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the red card that happened to the Panamanian player.
Yep.
Kind of. Didn't Carlos Vela almost do the same thing at the beginning of the match, but only was shown a yellow for it?
It didn't have the wow factor that Tejeda's had, who's clearly going to grab the face of somebody, you know, with an aerial play. He's not even close to winning the header. I don't know if he has to be sent off. I've seen that I've seen people not sent off in those circumstances. Vela's was a little shot to the stomach, which... Also, somebody could get sent off for that. I think it was embellished a little bit, but it doesn't refrain from saying the action is wrong from Carlos Vela. So, again, it's subjective, and it only matters to one person, and that's that man in the middle of the field who's the referee.
If CONCACAF made the referees talk about their decisions after the match, I mean, wouldn't it kind of make them, I guess, think –
it's never going to happen because you're never going to be able to please anybody, and that's why you never see referees put in front of the press.
It makes sense. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, David. Justin, what do you got, Justin? You want to talk referees as well. What a night for referees. Arbitros. Justin.
First of all, thanks for taking the call. Long-time listener. Love calling in at the show and talking to you about some soccer. I could call in, talk about Klinsmann replacing Aaron Johansson, we could talk about red cards and penalty kicks, but
want to talk about the integrity of the game. So the refereeing throughout the entire Gold Cup has been subpar. CONCACAF is known for having subpar officiating. It's well known, well documented. The officiating crew has very, very little training from the CONCACAF committee. Alfredo Benegas has insisted that CONCACAF referees be administered special training, and that training did not take place due to scheduling conflicts throughout the referees. And what's happening with the game in the CONCACAF is the integrity is going downhill. And when you have things like penalty kicks sending Mexico from the group stage now to the finals, literally from just solely penalty kicks, you're taking the players off of the field, out of the game. You're letting the referees do the decision. We've seen the same thing in numerous sports. I don't think video review is really ever going to, in the next at least 10 years, going to take any sort of measure within soccer, because, as you said, they're very traditional.
Yeah, but Jose had a great idea. I do think it's going to happen within 10 years. I think it's going to happen within 3 years. I really do. I just think we're going to continue on this cycle of critical, huge moments in games being missed by the human eye, with the human eye televised with all different angles. We're never going to change, and we don't ever want to take the human element out of it. But what we do want to change is these obvious bigger calls that are costing people games. Goal line technology has to be brought in. You can do it. You can do it in a way that it will not affect the traditionalism of a free-flowing sport.
It's going to be extremely difficult. And
what's difficult about giving a manager one time a game or one time a half the ability to go to a fourth official when there's a stoppage in play and say, I'd like to contest this? And somebody looks at a video very quickly, then goes back on the field. I know it's a stoppage, but if it's only done once a game and it's held in the back pocket for the key critical moment, I don't know. I don't think that's actually a bad idea, because look at the amount of opinion flowing now because of these bad calls.
Right. I think someone not being the referees on the field are the ones that should be reviewing it. I think a referee on the field in any sport, frankly, is emotional. They play to their emotions a lot of times, and we've seen that.
Well, that's a good point, because then you're going to eliminate the referee who wants to make sure that everybody knows that he was right and may not look at the video and may not, in integrity, decide that he might have to correct himself. Right? So if it's
right,
a neutral guy who's a qualified referee who's looking at it and overturning it, that could be something, Justin.
Yeah, and it's like the Brad Guzan call.
Yeah.
Has anyone talked about this?
We already talked about it on the show. Sure.
Great free kick. Can't take that away. But it shouldn't have happened.
No, and it was well within the laws to go out there and throw it there. He knew where he was, okay? And he handled the ball a good 2 yards outside the 18.
When's the last time you've ever seen that called?
Yeah.
I can't say that I've ever seen it called.
I have, but it's not something you often see. Look, how many? Every single penalty kick that's taken, a guy moves forward on the line. Nobody ever does anything, right? Every once in a while, it's retaken. But you know what? That ends up being a fatal, critical mistake. And I'll tell you what, I would have been very conscious of that if I was Brad Guzan. Even though you're in a tournament of this quality that has had all kinds of strange officiating and calls. Because if you go into the Gold Cup not expecting the theater of Bizarro or the Clown College or unpredictability, then you're...
Tread safely.
Yes, exactly. Justin, great stuff. Anything else?
Yep, at least we have the real final to look forward to on Saturday between Panama and the U.S. That will be the real final in my eyes. So.
Oh, I got what you're saying, the third place game. Yeah. Hey, yep. You know what? I think it'll be interesting to see how competitive that game is, because these are two teams that will feel that they should have been in the final.
Yep, and they'll prove it.
Yep. Justin, thank you very much. Thanks. Let's go to Mark. Mark's got more on Gold Cup refereeing is the priority tonight. What's up, Mark?
I just wanted to say, in all my years of watching the game last night, was arguably the worst refereeing performance I've ever seen. And I've watched a lot of games. But I didn't want to talk about that. What I wanted to talk about was the crowd behavior and also the Panama players. Not sure what punishment they're going to get for failing to control their players. But at one point, I thought that game was not going to finish and was going to get abandoned.
You know what I said to I was with Brian Dunseth. We had just got done calling the Chelsea-New York Red Bulls game, which, by the way, if anybody has a chance to see that, that was an unbelievable moment, because New York Red Bulls' second team, basically kids and USL players, beat Chelsea 4-2. Scored four goals on Chelsea. Now, I know Chelsea's in preseason, but for those kids in their development was unbelievable. But back to our situation, Mark, I actually turned to Brian Dunseth and said, I will not be surprised if fans come on the field and this totally goes you-know-what, loco.
Yeah, I thought it was going to turn into a riot at one point. And then just the decisions, you know, the handball, it shouldn't have even got to that point, because there was a foul in the build-up to that phase of play.
Yep, absolutely.
I didn't think it was deliberate. And if we're going to see more of those calls, then, you know, there's going to be four or five, six sendings off every game, because people do jump and challenge for the ball and use their arm as leverage to jump higher. So, just on the whole, the referees spoiled what was a good game.
But, you know, I don't know if you saw the Dynamo game where this guy, Kenny Mansali, led with his arm, and I think he broke the nose of Alex Lima. And to me, it was 100% done on purpose. He led with his arm. It was done on purpose. There's one thing about protecting yourself. There's another, extending your arm and using it a little bit like a weapon. And Alex Lima, Lima's, I think, nose was broken. He didn't play well after that. He tried. And I think that's up for review by Major League Soccer. So I'm very interested to see if that's going to get somehow overturned. We'll see.
And then one final point on technology and instant replays. In the game of football, soccer, we can't even get goal line technology sorted out. So moving to video replays and challenge flags, and, you know, we've got to get goal line technology sorted out first and implemented before we take it to the next steps of instant replays. I think the game of soccer was so far behind in comparison to other sports
I don't think there's any question. Yeah, you're bringing up a great point, Mark. And by the way, the goal line technology was effective in the Women's World Cup.
Yeah, it worked. It works in tennis. It works in cricket.
Yep.
So there's that FIFA holding that back, but they've certainly got some work to do.
They do. I don't think there's any question. And the Gold Cup is, has it served us up a lot of craziness. I don't think there's any question. Mark, thank you very much for the phone call,
as
always.
Yes, see you Saturday.
Yes, sir. Right. I'll see you down there. Steven Gerrard, LA Galaxy, as Mark mentioned, coming to town. All right. We've got a new sponsor. Excited to announce it now. Amigo Energy is now a proud sponsor of Soccer Matters. Amigo Energy reminds you this is the place for news and discussion about the global game in Houston. Amigo Energy has served Texas electricity customers for over 10 years. And you can remember when they were the first jersey sponsor for the Houston Dynamo. I've got one of those jerseys still. They are a pioneer in deregulated electricity. Amigo Energy offers a variety of products and services for residential or commercial customers. And Amigo Energy has programs and pricing that will fit your budget. From smart thermostats that help you save energy to innovative online and mobile account management tools, AmigoEnergy.com to sign up for affordable electricity for your home or business, or call 888-995-9299, 888-995-9299. Amigo Energy, sign up or switch today. And with that, we bring on, from Amigo Energy, Everard Santa Marina. Everard, how are you?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? Thanks for inviting us on.
Well, you just broke in here. There's a lot of discussion about CONCACAF Gold Cup refereeing, but what I want to talk about right now is Amigo Energy. And first of all, I want to thank you, your company, for coming on board here to help the great game of soccer like you have done for so many years.
Well, it's an easy decision. You know, Amigo's been in business for 10 years, and one of the highlights was sponsoring the Dynamo and just getting exposed to just the fantastic community. Here in Houston, it's a passionate community that's diverse, that reaches all scales, all neighborhoods. And, it was just a successful deal for us, and we've continued to reap the benefits as it's gone on. And, it's always fun to – personally, I'm a big soccer fan, and it keeps reaping rewards. You know, I know where I go. You know, I have a couple of those Amigo Energy shirts as well, as you might imagine. And, going to Dynamo games, people always point it out, and there's always a soft spot for the team. You remember those YouTube chants from one of those Galaxy playoff games where the lights went out at Home Depot Stadium.
Yeah, Vigo Energy, that was classic.
Yeah, you can't pay for that kind of marketing. So, this is an opportunity to connect again with this community, which is, as I said, it's a fantastic, diverse. It spans all neighborhoods. It spans all cultures here in Houston and in Texas, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
It's AmigoEnergy.com to sign up for affordable electricity for your home or business. And as I've always said on the show, these sponsors love the game of soccer. Support our sponsors. Support them for supporting the game of soccer and bringing soccer on the radio. And we've got a lot to do with Amigo Energy in the future. And I can't tell you personally how thankful I am, Everard. But also I know soccer fans are because they realize that you are a fan. I mean, You leave some of the best when we go over to our Facebook page, Soccer Matters, where you'll see Amigo Energy stuff over there as well. But when you go over there, you have some very good postings. You like stirring the pot a little bit over there.
Yeah, that's the fantastic thing about soccer. It really crosses cultural and all sorts of divides. And we're really lucky here in the U.S. to just have the whole world of soccer at our reach. And frankly, for me, the easiest thing is I watch a fair amount of soccer. Probably not as much as you do, but I do watch a fair amount of soccer, and I can get the English game, I can get the French game, I can get the Mexican game, I can get the Colombia, you can get Libertadores, you can get the A League, and the fantastic thing about it is if you don't watch it, you record it. It's not like you're going to get it spoiled. Although you spoiled the Jamaica result for me yesterday, I shouldn't have logged into Facebook to see that. But it's so easy to capture the whole world of soccer. So my wife thinks I watch a little too much soccer.
Well, you know what? There's worse addictions than soccer and football worldwide. And listen, Everard, we thank you so much for being a part of it. We thank Amigo Energy. And again, you know what we're going to do, Everard, as we go to break right now, since you're on the phone? We're going to put it out right now. The 10th caller right now. This is courtesy of Amigo Energy. You're going to get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo LA Galaxy. 10th caller right now. Houston Dynamo LA Galaxy Saturday. It's Steven Gerrard and company coming to Houston. Courtesy of Amigo Energy and Everard Santa Marina. Everard, thank you for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Can't wait to hear the calls.
You're the best. Thank you. Everard Santa Marina, and that is Amigo Energy, one of our newest sponsors. So we thank them. And again, right now, 10th caller at 713-780-3776, courtesy of Amigo Energy. You go to the Dynamo Galaxy.
ESPN 97.5. Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you soccer lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Underdog's Pub. 400 beers, 200 whiskeys, one badass bar. Catch the hometown teams, like the Astros, at Underdog's Pub. Nothing says summer like peaches. Not her on the main stage. The peach cobbler shot from Underdog's. Bring your friends and man's best friend. Then kick up your heels at Houston's most dog-friendly patio, Underdog's Pub, 4212 Washington Avenue.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
On HBO's World Championship Boxing, undefeated light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev steps into the ring to defend his belt against hard-hitting challenger Najib Mohammadi. And former champion Jean Pascal looks to continue his climb to another title when he takes on undefeated Yunieski Gonzalez in a light heavyweight bout. Live Saturday, July 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Then, HBO Sports presents Back on Board Greg Louganis, a film which explores the triumphs and struggles of four-time Olympic gold medalist and activist Greg Louganis. Don't miss it Tuesday, August 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Plus, HBO Sports and NFL Films brings fans an all-new season of the ultimate reality series Hard Knocks, Training Camp with the Houston Texans, which chronicles the rigors and daily demands of NFL training camp. Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific starting August 11th, only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Mike and Mike.
Maybe the craziest day in the NBA you can ever remember, one that went well into the night, and one that eventually ends with DeAndre Jordan going back to Los Angeles with the Clippers. DeAndre Jordan comes out of this thing looking absolutely ridiculous.
The worst, and I'll get that out of the way right away. The person who looks the worst, without question, is DeAndre Jordan. Here's a guy that sat there in front of a man and said, I'll take your $80 million, then decided not to, which is absolutely his right.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, I got to say, dude, the 6'11", 7-footer, 200-and-whatever pounder is man up. Man up. Are you kidding me? Hiding out, not answering texts or phone calls? What are you, five? My God. Call the man and say, I had a change of heart. I'm not coming there. Yeah, he's not going to be mad. You're afraid of getting yelled at?
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
What are you, five?
The summer heat is here. Can't take the heat? Then get out of the kitchen. And let Beef and Bun Barbecue in Spring Branch take care of all the cooking with award-winning Texas pit-style barbecue. Order your family packs today for all your summer shindigs. All meats, sides, and sauces are made from scratch daily with the same original beef and bun recipes they've been serving up for over 40 years. Order today, 713-465-8482. Beef and Bun Barbecue in Spring Branch.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gau Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're stoked tonight. We're talking, God, we're bashing on referees tonight here. It's an American pastime. Welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Number throughout the night to call in, 713-780-3776. We just had a winner for the LA Galaxy Dynamo tickets Saturday night. That sold out. So if you're not going, you can catch Eddie Robinson and I on Root Sports. We'll have a half-hour pregame show beginning at 7:30. You might see the debut of Kubo Torres in Major League Soccer and also a new Dynamo signing, Shane and Williams. All right, we welcome you back right now. And I've mentioned Liberty Kitchen a lot. Two of my favorite restaurants in Houston, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, different feel there, kind of the Austin feel, and then Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs. I've got the A-team in here right now. And we're going to talk to them in a second. The Raw Bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, love that. Smoked salmon over at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo. You have to get the blue crab with it. Right on down to steaks and burgers that are amazing. They serve breakfast on the weekends. It is libertykitchen.com, libertykitchenoysterette.com. And tonight, Michael Carroll, we've been dining on some pretty amazing food, and there is a real Colombian tie-in that we're going to talk about here in a second. Did you get to sample any of it?
Yes, I did. It is amazing.
Yeah, take that spoon out of your mouth.
I can't.
All right. So in studio right now, Lance Feagan, the owner and culinary director of Liberty Kitchen. Travis Lenig, you know Travis has been in here before wearing a Chelsea shirt. He is the executive chef. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for bringing what is some amazing food. So we got a Colombian tie-in here, and we were just talking about this, Lance, about Colombia, soccer, food. Tell us what's going on right now with Liberty Kitchen and Colombian food in this moment.
Okay. So Colombian Independence Day was July 20th. This was Monday. And so in respect to my ex-fiancée, Erica Duque, I promised that I would take care of that sort of tradition and carry it through the week. And so there's one thing that I learned about being in love with a woman like that from Columbia. You better want to eat, and you better love Colombian football.
Yeah.
So if tell you me, don't, you're in trouble.
So tell me how quickly she got you into it, because you were telling me off air a little while ago she had you in jerseys. Were you wearing the Colombian national team jersey or a local club?
I don't know what it was. It just was tight. but, yeah, that culture down there is just amazing, and their passion for everything from the way they cook and the way they just hang out and the way they party and all those things, it's just amazing. And I love that so much about those really easy cultures. And so that food translates really well to what we do at Liberty Kitchen, but also because it's really true and authentic. And so, like, she helped me with a couple of the recipes and her mom as well. And I think we pretty much nailed it.
Yeah, how do you, you know, some of those are secret. I mean, you have to really get into the inner circle to get those.
Yeah, but I think if you keep it simple, and what she always told me was keep it simple and be traditional and not try to change too much, then it turned out really nice. And even the things that we did, like the sancocho, and the way Travis took fresh coconut and ground it up and then milked it with a cheesecloth, and he strained out just the pure liquid, and we didn't use a can or anything, any kind of powders, and you tasted it.
Oh my God. Yeah, and that's why I was going to lead Travis into. Travis Lenig is the executive chef. He's been up here before. So that soup I just had, I want you to name it for my listeners. It's going to be at Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, but I also want you to please make it permanent on the menu.
I really like to put it on our menu for sure. I think it's it really goes with the style.
You can rename it the Soccer Matters Soup.
We could do that.
Columbia.
We could do that. You know, we could call it the Glen.
No, I don't think so. I think we need to go traditional Columbia. So what's the name of the soup again? So
Sancocho de Pescado.
All right, go for it. Tell us what it's about.
It is, you know, it's traditional Colombian stew from Cartagena. It's got fresh coconut. It's got peppers, onions, garlic, shrimp, cut up fish, plantains, and yuca root. And, you know, it's served with these traditional garnishes of, you know, lettuce, avocado, cilantro, lime, and another sauce called ají pique.
Ají pique. Get it right, dude. I'm going to hear about this later.
Ají pique.
Yeah, it's like commentators when they mispronounce names.
It's great. It's just a great fresh soup, you know.
Yeah, so I just had this, and I was a little surprised with the coconut, which I love coconut from Thai soups and things like that. I thought it was amazing, and the way the vegetables and everything just sucks up the flavors, the piece of corn that was in there, fantastic.
But it was just so much fun to do. It was like shooting a 77 out of Memorial.
You know,
that's the beauty of another thing about Colombia. There's so much variation in the cuisine, even though it's really quite simple. And that, if you go to Cartagena, it's like the Caribbean. I mean, it's freaking beautiful there. Oh, yeah. And so you find those influences like coconut, you know.
By the way, little tie-in Colombian, Manotas, who the Dynamo just signed, a great, talented young 19-year-old, is from Colombia, played in the first division down there with the Colombian under-20 national team. So it was too bad we didn't get him in here tonight, but we'll try it again. We've got Lance Feagan, the owner and culinary director of Liberty Kitchen, in studio right now. We're so excited you got in here. Travis Lenig, the executive chef, he's been in here before a couple of times.
Always a pleasure.
This is always fun because It's just fun when we get visitors in here, and of course we like visitors who bring amazing food from Liberty Kitchen.
Oh yeah,
doesn't hurt. All right, so the Colombian sort of connection, is that is that going to last long? How long is that going to be at your restaurants? And tell us what other innovative ideas you got coming up for the future.
Well, we're always evolving and changing, and I believe that soup to be a legit soup, and we've really done a nice thing with it. So I think we'll go ahead and figure that into the mix. The empanadas and the ají pique, I mean, they're kind of a pain to make, but they're delicious as well. So I'm going to find a hole in the menu for those, for both of those. And again, I think we're always evolving and growing. And so when I look at, if you look at Liberty Kitchen, you'll see a lot of North American influence, but we're starting to expand that a little bit with our huge menus. Now you eat there a lot, and I know you get stuck with the gumbo and things, but there's other options out there for us.
No, I move off it though sometimes.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, but
cool.
Some nights where when you just want a gumbo.
Yeah.
The size, it's the perfect size for a guy, and then you're throwing blue crab in there.
Right.
You have to do the blue crab. It's great. So you're like me. I'm passionate about soccer and a lifetime of being involved with it. You guys, it's food. You know, where does that come from? How'd you get so fired up about it? Because when I talk to you, I can feel it. I don't always feel it from people when they say they're passionate about something, but I do feel it from you two guys.
My passions always stem from what a boss told me. He is, get involved in a culture and learn it. And so when I got to go to Columbia and stay there, it was a short period of time, and just the way they eat, and it's communal tables, and it's family, and no one's complaining that their iced tea doesn't have enough ice in it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, getting internalized into the culture makes you really respect it, and then you treat it right. You know, you treat the food right.
I think, you know, all food tells a story, you know, and it's a big part of every culture. You know, you get stuck on these things, but you have to realize what other cultures are going through to get their items. And I think that we take that for granted, and being able to do somebody else's dish, it's a real treat. It's learning something about another person, you know, or another culture. It really is amazing.
Everything we do came from these places, if you think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that America is from these great cultures that are old and ancient. I tell Eric all the time what I loved about like Colombia and Mexico when I drove down there and go surfing. It's everything's patinaed. It's old. It looks right.
Yeah.
And over here, it's not right. It doesn't look right all the time. So we want to try to bring that, and that's what food should be, you know?
Lance Feagan, owner, culinary director of Liberty Kitchen in here. Travis Lennig, the executive chef. But I sensed when you were talking about Colombian food that both of you have a responsibility. When you're going to use the word Colombian food,
it better be right.
You guys are responsible to what you're going to do.
Yes, the culture is important. And if ever someone ever said that's not right, we actually had Eric and I had dinner the first night, and we had bandeja paisa, and the plantains weren't right. And I said, get the chef over here, and she talked them through how to get that right, and they fixed it. You know, and so that's always important to us, because I don't like when I see things that have been sort of beaten up and changed just for the sake of change.
All right. Talk to me about some of the new locations and other restaurants you have in the works.
Okay. Austin's kicking it right now. It's doing really well. I'm going to probably head out there this weekend and see what they're doing.
I get to be there on Tuesday for the fish show, and I get to go by Austin. It's going to be awesome.
He's going to do a secret shopper too. So that'll be good.
Nice.
And then we've got four new projects. We've got Lee's Chicken and Donuts. Fried chicken and donuts coming in the Heights in about 3 weeks. Then we got a couple more Liberty Kitchens, one in West U, one at Bunker Hill, and what's that?
The Treehouse. Treehouse. Bunker Hill and Gaylord.
And then one in the Garden Oaks Liberty Kitchen. So we are going to have a lot of oysters in this town.
We're taking the city over.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Vancouver for the Women's World Cup.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
I put a major dent. Oh, it was a nightmare. I put a major dent in the oyster population up there, and everybody was laughing at me because every once in a while I'd just walk by and I'd see fresh oysters. I go, oh, I'm going to go get a dozen.
Yeah. it's the candy of the sea.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It was awesome. It was so cool going up there and enjoying the food there and that food.
Beautiful town culture. For food.
Unbelievable. And the weather was great.
Yeah.
So the name of the restaurant in Austin, because I go up there to do a lot of work for the Longhorn Network.
Liberty Kitchen and Oyster Bar, and it's on 5th and Pressler, which is over in the Clarksville part of town.
That's the one Carl Eaves, who helped bring Soccer Matters on ESPN
and
Liberty Kitchen together.
Yeah.
He's been up there really kind of putting that together, right?
Yeah, I think he's going up there right now, as a matter of fact. So.
Yeah, he's a hard man to peg down, though. But,
I know.
But I get the other two heavy hitters in here tonight. Guys, what else can I say? We thank you so much for
your
support of soccer. I love tying it in with food, because I think soccer, food, music, I don't think you can get any better than that and bringing people together. So thank you very much.
Thanks for our opportunity to be here, brother.
Thank you very much.
We will do it again. You guys, though, anytime.
Yeah, bring food.
Dude, come on.
Door is open.
All
even don't bring food. That's Lance Feagan, the owner and culinary director of Liberty Kitchen, and Travis Lennig, the executive chef. Two great guys in here, passionate. And they're doing it with Colombian food right now, too, as I have sampled. I'm going for an empanada right now from Liberty Kitchen. See you guys.
See ya.
Back.
Just between you and me, okay?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clear.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.